Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast for Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. ISM Technologies to host fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results conference call on March 24, 2026. BioStem Technologies, a leading medtech company, will release its fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results on March 24, 2026. The conference call and webcast featuring CEO Jason Matuszewski and CFO Brandon Poe will be held at 4:30 p.m. ET. To register for the event, visit the provided link. BioStem Technologies focuses on developing perinatal tissue allograft products and products. Playway, Razorbull, Philip, and Cat Reserve. Daily, BioStem Technologies focuses on developing perinatal tissue allograft products for regenerative medicine. Neuro One to present at the Oppenheimer 36th Annual Healthcare MedTech and Services Conference, March 17th. 2026 at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation will be presenting at the Oppenheimer 36th Annual Healthcare MedTech and Services Conference on March 17, 2026 at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time. The President and CEO Dave Rosa and CFO Ron McClurg will be in attendance, hosting one-on-one meetings with investors. Mr. Rosa will also deliver a presentation discussing updates and milestones for the OneRF platform for brain treatment and drug delivery.
Data Vault AI, DVLTCE, CEO, Mate Bradley will showcase the tokenized legacy platform at Luminary 2026 in LA on March 14th. The platform allows athletes and entertainers to manage and monetize their rights through blockchain technology. The event will also feature demonstrations of Data Vault's ADO audio data transmission tech, highlighting the company's expansion across sports, entertainment, and digital assets.
Benzinga and Direction to host a iInvesting bootcamp for retail traders. Benzinga and Direction are teaming up to host an iInvesting bootcamp for retail traders. The event will focus on AI, market momentum, and opportunities in high-growth sectors. Market experts will discuss the AI boom, risks, volatility, positioning strategies, public companies in AI, and Direction funds. The bootcamp aims to provide insights on navigating momentum-driven markets. Tune in on March 12th at 11 a.m. ET on Benzinga.com.
Marketing Pulse and E-Tailing Pulse open next Thursday. Marketing Pulse and E-Tailing Pulse, Asia's premier e-commerce and marketing events, will be held on 19 March in Hong Kong. Organized by the HKTDC, the conferences will focus on rethinking growth strategies amid market uncertainty. With 70 global experts sharing insights on e-commerce and marketing trends, the events aim to foster collaboration and innovation within the industry, addressing challenges and opportunities in the rapidly evolving landscape. Brendan McKay leads charge as BAC and NAM Unite for Capitol Hill event. Brendan McKay leads the charge as BAC and NAM Unite for a groundbreaking event partnership. The joint advocacy fly-in event, Advocacy in Action, Better Together, will bring independent mortgage brokers to Washington, D.C. from April 20th to 22nd, 2026. McKay's proven results and emphasis on unity highlight the importance of collective action in shaping policy decisions affecting brokers and home buyers. Biomed News breaks nanovirucides NISE American NNVC to present at NIBA's 152nd Investment Conference. where President Anil R. Dewan will discuss progress on their antiviral platform. The company has completed manufacturing of NV-387 oral gummies for patient dosing in preparation for a phase 2 trial for monkeypox. This follows a successful phase 1 safety study in healthy volunteers. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.